An alternative energy plan near Anchorage moved a step forward last month when Chugach Electric Association agreed to purchase power from the Fire Island Wind Project. The purchase agreement must now be approved by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. Ann Wild, an RCA section manager, says it's premature to comment on what the RCA may determine. The panel has until August 8th to review it. Chugach has agreed to purchase 48,500 megawatt hours per year from the wind farm. The wind power would reduce the amount of natural gas Chugach uses to generate electricity. Currently, Chugach uses about 9 billion cubic feet of gas annually. The contract offers stability, and Chris Rose, who heads Renewable Energy Project Alaska, says that's a benefit for consumers.
It is a fixed contract. The price won't change for 25 years. The alternative, of course, is the heavy reliance we've had on natural gas. And we've seen the price of natural gas go up quite a bit over the last 30 years. And, of course, we're also looking at both issue of the amount of gas that we currently have available and the price of that gas. Cook Inlet gas is in short supply. There's deliverability issues with it. And the utilities have already come to the RCA last month and said that their plan is to start importing liquefied natural gas in 2014. And of course, that's a world market price. We have no idea how much that gas is going to cost.
Cook Inlet Region Incorporated owns Fire Island Wind and plans to install turbines next year to have power available by late 2012. RCA is taking written public comment on the plan until 4:30 on July 24th.